and welcome in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Carl Nathy, and you're tuned to Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network coverage of the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Earlier on day one of this 106th edition of the tournament, Magoffin County making its first ever Boys Sweet 16 appearance down to Perry County Central 54-47, earning a spot in Friday's quarterfinals. Our second game of the day saw Lyon County rally in the fourth quarter to eke out a 45-43 victory over a tough Ashland Tomcat squad. Coming up in 15 minutes from right now at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, Region 5 champion Adair County meets Region 1 champ Marshall County in another opening round battle. Then at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, Spencer County, the winners of Region 8, will go up against Region 11 titleist Great Cost Crossing from Scott County. Kentucky Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer Greg Stottlemyer, the voice of the EKU Colonels, is on the play-by-play call for Adair County versus Marshall County, with former standout player and coach Mina Todd bringing us her insights and expert analysis. Following this brief timeout, Greg visits with the head coaches to talk about their strategy for the contest. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Go-To Solutions, Linex of Moorhead.
Darren Breeze with us out of Adair County. It's never easy to get out of a region. You're here. How have your guys handled it?
I thought we handled it pretty well. I thought the best thing for us was kind of losing the district championship game. It kind of refocused us. We lost that game similar to how we lost the regional final a few years ago. But I knew we was in pretty good shape because we made a couple mental mistakes and I had kids apologizing on the bench during the game and after. So that kind of let me know. I thought we would win the region the next week, and we did.
Looking at your regional highlights on your Facebook page, man, you had a great crowd behind you, and I'm assuming we'll be here tonight.
No, we do. We got the best video person as well. But no, they're here. They're packed in here. I've heard they're outside right now. But yeah, no, I mean, they've been waiting on it. You know, I've been there 9 years. We've came close a couple of times. And I'm not from Adair County, but, you know, it kind of treats me like home. So, I mean, I like it there, you know. And, you know, just getting a, I'm not saying delivering a regional championship, but being the coach while we won one, and, you know, it really means a lot to that community. And, you know, you see, as you say, you've had the videos, and then you'll see out here tonight how many we put in here.
You have a team that has a couple of guys that are your leading scorers, but are they the key? Do you think the other team in Marshall County is going to focus on them, Loy and others, or do you feel like you're a balanced team that they can't focus on one guy?
I mean, they can. Most people, when they do that, they try to focus on Connor because he's more the point guard. Isaiah's kind of everywhere. But again, you know, yeah, I mean, we're going to have other guys step up. That's the thing. You know, Marshall County, I don't really expect a lot of junk defense out of them, but I do expect them to play their normal. I mean, they're packed. Their help side defense and help the helper is unbelievable. And so we are going to have to hit shots on the backside. We know that. You know, I got good shooters over there, Lane Grant, Carter White, Blaine Barden. And then we'll have a big boost tonight, Dawson Gilbert. He started most of the year, probably my third or fourth leading scorer. And he had a freak Achilles injury day before the district championship. So he missed the district championship and the regional tournament. But he's back tonight. And, you know, he's only a sophomore, so that's going to be a big boost for us.
Great news. Now, Langy comes in as a freshman. His dad was a great player. How do you defend him tonight?
Physical. We're going to be physical. Try not to let him catch it. When he does catch it, we're going to be right there up on him. He does really well in space. Again, like you said, he's a freshman. But in my opinion, what I've seen in the state, I don't know if he's the best freshman right now, but I would venture to say he'll probably be Mr. Basketball. He's pretty phenomenal. But he's a freshman. He hadn't hit his – he's probably 14 or 15. He hadn't hit his 17 or 18-year-old strength yet. So hopefully we can get up – we're going to not put a bigger guy on him. We're going to put some guards on him and hopefully physical with him and stay up under him and try to take that all away. Then we figure if he starts hurting us a lot, I can always move Isaiah Cochran, my 6'6", 6'7", guy. I figure we can move him to him in the second half if we need to.
Sounds like you got a game plan. Good luck tonight.
We do. I'm sure they do, too, because their coach as well. They coach well, too.
All right. Good luck. Yes, sir. Thank you. That's the side from Adair County. We'll go to the Marshall County side next after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Each 8-ounce glass of milk contains 13 essential nutrients like 4 B vitamins to help you stay energized and 8 grams of high-quality protein to help you refuel and build lean muscle. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Up region. I look back at McCracken County and Graves County and Murray. Everybody's winning that thing. So it's an accomplishment to get here. Now, how do you look past that?
Certainly, yeah. We had a very competitive region. And, you know, we're excited to be here, but at the same time, this is still season and there's still work to be done and a job to do. So, you know, we took a week and a half here to enjoy it, and now it's time to get back to business and win some games.
One of your assistant's sons is the freshman star. The Lange name is well known in Marshall County. Tell me about his game as just a freshman, and he did so much for you in the regional games.
Well, it's been a season of growth for him, kind of getting used to varsity basketball, you know, coming from eighth grade. And, you know, we knew we'd have some ups and downs, especially early on. But here lately, you know, he's really grown into himself, and, you know, he's still learning and growing, but he's been playing very good basketball the last couple weeks, and he's got to keep that going if we want to continue playing here.
What kind of pace do you want tonight against Adair County?
Well, we've got to handle their pressure. As far as a certain number or anything like that, we're comfortable playing any style. We've got a group that has proven they can win in the 40s and proven they can win in the 80s. So it'll come down to turnovers and rebounding, I think, for us.
What worries you most about what Adair County does?
Trapping and how we'll handle that pressure. And then also, I think, rebounding. You know, they're a team that likes to get up and down. They shoot a lot of outside shots. So finding a guy to box out, really controlling the glass, I think is a big key for us.
You come in here to this night game, so it's a long wait. It's not the 8:30 game, but how did you handle today?
Well, we took some time to take all this in. We came up here during the first session and watched a game and a half, and then went back to the room, got something to eat, got off our feet, and here we are, you know, ready to compete, ready to get going.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we've heard from both coaches. We'll have more after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return. Refresh. Refuel.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
From Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington, we continue the opening round of the boys' Sweet 16 as Adair County, the Indians out of Region 5, 28-7, a district final loser to Taylor County by 2, takes on Marshall County. The Marshals out of Region 1, 25-7. They've won 7 in a row, and their RPIs ended the regular season very close. Marshall County 30th. Adair County 24th, 9th, and 10th in the field. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Greg Stottlemyre, Mina Todd, alongside to bring you the game. Let's begin with the Clark's Pump & Shop starting lineups. First of all, for Marshall County, They'll have three guards and two forwards in their lineup. The guards are Alex Staples, 5'11 junior, 14.8 a game to lead the team. Ryan Stokes, 6 foot sophomore, 3.5 a game. And Tommy Robertson, third leading scorer at 8.9, 6'1 junior. And the two forwards are Matthew Lange, the forward we talked about in our pregame comments with the coaches, 6'4. He is second in points and rebounds at 13.1. 4.7 on the boards, had 17 in the regional final, 14.7 average through three regional games. And at the other forward is Logan Parker, their leading rebounder at 6.3 a game. He is a 6'4 senior. For the Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups for their opponent Adair County tonight, they will start four guards in their lineup along with a forward. The forward is Brayton Coomer, 6'6 junior. At 11 points and 5.2 rebounds, third in both categories. The guards tonight are Lane Grant, 6'1 junior, averaging 5.8. Point guard is Cotter Lloyd, leading scorer at 17.5. 6 foot junior, also second in rebounding at 5.4. Also a guard, Isaiah Cochran, who came over after a couple of years at Collins High School. 6'7 junior, 16.9, second on the team, leading rebounder at 8.9. And also at guard is Carter White, 5'11 junior, 6.7 a ball game. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game, and we turn to Mina Todd for those nutrients. Mina?
Good evening, Greg. Looks like we're going to have a dandy here. For Adair County to be successful tonight, they really want to push the tempo. They like to get up and down the floor and shoot those threes. They want to body up on Lange, the freshman phenom, knock him off his spot, and they must block out and board against this great Marshall County rebounding team. For Marshall County, the keys, they got to handle the pressure of the Indians on the boards and limit the turnovers, because the Adair County Indians are going to bring the pressure.
That's our Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game from Mina Todd. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast, and we'll name them. We'll get the tip underway after this 10-second pause for station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by Caskey's Gun and Pawn.
Six eyes, three whistles, strikes the referees. Jeffrey Elaine, the referee, Michael Stokes, and Brian Johnson are the umpires. The alternate is Drew Ramstall. The Indians in the home white tonight with red, blue, and gray trimming. Marshall County in their familiar orange with white and blue trim. The Marshals and the Indians. For the Indians, their first Sweet 16 in 15 years. For Marshall County, their eighth, but the last time they've been here, 12 years ago when they lost to Scott County by 9.
Marshall County coming in here on a 7-game winning streak, so it looks like they're peaking at the right time. Let's see if they can keep it going.
Cap goes backcourt into the hands of Connor Lloyd. He'll give it off to their big guard, and Isaiah Cochran said they will not start him on Lange tonight, but they may have to bring him there. Down the right side, a forced runner from 8 will not fall for Lloyd. Defensive rebound, here come the Marshals to Lange. Matthew Lange, hand off right side to Staples. Staples dumps it up underhanded Stokes. Stokes will penetrate right side outside the lane. Hand off, come to meet it, Lange. Lange, 6'4 freshman. Lange back right side baseline. Into a double team. Did he pick up the pivot? But he did. It's a turnover on Stokes traveling.
And great job out of the gate by Adair County, putting a lot of pressure and forcing that turnover by the Marshals.
Adair County has six players on their roster shooting over 50%. They shoot 51.5%. Not bad for Marshall County either at 49%. Free throw line extended left. This is Lloyd to the head of the key. Around left, Grant. Lane Grant back top, Cochran. Cochran will back it away, getting a lot of Division I looks. Underclassman, a junior. 10-footer around the rim, moves out. Offensive rebound right of the lane by Coomer. Taken away inside on the pass. Stolen by Stokes. Up ahead, dunk it, big guy. Logan Parker at 6'4 with a jam.
Marshall County just beat Adair County at their own game. They great outlet pass and strong finish with the dunk.
On the other end, Adair County tried to get some of their game back, and it was interrupted by a foul to reach by Ryan Stokes, the 6-foot sophomore.
Marshall County starting in a strong man-to-man defense.
Into Cochran, big 6'7 body, 200-pound junior, good turn, got right at the cup and laid it in. That was a nice low post move.
Great low post move, very strong, had a defender all over him, still able to finish.
Got a pretty big step, too, so he created a lot of space. A
lot of space.
Here's Stokes, standing on the K part of the UK block symbol here at Rupp Arena. Off to Logan Parker. Right side, Robertson goes out high, left Stokes. Hand off Staples, short on that one. Touched across the lane, was partially deflected. Fell into the hands of Lane Grant. Now for court, Lloyd. Lloyd, Grant. Grant right side baseline. Double team through the lane. Tipped out, good defensive baseline defense by Ryan Stokes. Don't say it went off a Adair County player, Mina.
Lane Grant got himself in trouble there trying to penetrate the baseline. But Marshall County did a great job of forcing that turnover.
Sawyer Donahue is the second-year head coach of Marshall County. And Darren Breeze, eighth year at Adair County, 13th overall as a head coach. Three of the line extended right is Staples. Round to the left and into the corner. Pump fake by Robertson. Back up top, Stokes. Stokes a little underhand scoop to Staples. Staples patience. Back up high right, Stokes. Stokes leaves the feet, flips it over left with two hands, Parker. Corner left side, Robertson. Robertson back top. Good look at a three. Three bounces. Down it goes for Alex Staples.
Nice shot by Staples, but great patience by Marshall County on offense.
5-2 Marshall County. Curling off a baseline screen. Lloyd drives the lane, squares up from eight, and rolls down for two for Lloyd.
Connor Lloyd, he's just exceptional at that hard penetration to the basket.
Right side, free throw line extended, Stokes, off the elbow, through two passes, up top, Robertson. Fakes right, goes left, hangs, squares, misses from seven. Flying rebound battle, what a hustle though, and a jump ball. I don't know how he got in there, but Blaine Barden, who has come into the game, no, on the other side, make that, Alex Staples, comes in and somehow gets the rebound into a tie-up, and they get the possession arrow. Well,
and that's just sure hustle, determination, great job.
Lange. Works his way to the lane, leans the shoulder, air balls one. May have been partially blocked for the second time. Cochran collects the missed carom. Got it back from his teammate in Loy. Cochran comes up top left. Looks underneath, nobody there, so give it to the point guard in Carter White. Now back left side, baseline run, bounce, low to a cutter. Coomer got to the goal and put it in. And it's the first lead of the night for Adair County at 6-5. 4:20, clock moving, first date.
Adair County has number four from number four, Carter White, face guarding Lange all over the floor.
And that let Staples get open, and he worked his way on a pivot into the lane and hit it from in close.
I think the coach told him, hey, if he's a piece of chewing gum, I want to know what flavor he is after the game.
7-6, Marshall County by one as we switch the lead. High left, Lane Grant comes out, free throw line, left side, White. Down low through Lloyd to Cocker, another one of those low post moves, and he missed the three-footer. I think he got jostled just enough that he wasn't on target. Little shake and bake dribble, Robertson down the right. Top they go, Parker, let the three fly, moons out. Goes off right of the goal, defensive rebound for Adair County at the hands of Lloyd. 3.5, first half, scoop Cochran from deep, good from 25.
That's a fantastic shot. He must be watching a little Caitlin Clark. That was from the logo.
That is a 9-7 lead. Three switches of the lead in a row. Now Adair County by their biggest two. Cochran, a 38% shooter from beyond. High left, Stokes drives into the SEC logo. High up in the lane, nothing there. Fanned out, elbow right. This is Staples into the corner to Lange, and they tipped it away from him, but went over his back to do it and knock him off his pins. Foul on Connor Loy, his first.
Both teams playing hard, playing good defense.
Logan Parker gets a breather. So does Ryan Stokes for Marshall County. And they've put in several at the under three timeout of 2:57. underway in the opening round at Dare County 9, Marshall County 7 on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy...
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk.
This sideline... according to the Dave Cantrell computer rankings, this first-round matchup here between Adair County and Marshall County should be the tightest of them all, less than a point differential in those ratings. Greg?
Inbounds, good play. Got a wing shooter out there, just came in. Kaiser Phillips, but he missed the three. And a new player in on the other way, Dawson Gilbert, gets the ball back after getting the rebound. In the game, drilling a three. He makes 1.7 a game. He's got one tonight. And it is a 12-7 lead. Or 12-9 lead, make that now. 12-7 lead for Marshall, for Adair County. Back and forth we go. Three lead switches, one tie. Mulder out of the right side. He's due in to Lange, right of the center circle, or the foul circle, I should say. Now up top, atop to Filt. They have really switched up at least three new players in. They got hands all over Lange, guarding him with Gilbert right now, trying to keep him out of the offense. Here's Staples penetrating the paint, putting up one, no good. Defensive rebound pulled down by Cochran. Cochran runs the break to the right side. Trailer back to Gilbert, who hit a three just into the game. Cochran looks back to his coach away on the other end of the court, and Darren Breeze gets the signal. Minute 50 to go in the first. Cochran drives, paint, fakes the 16-footer. Skip the left corner to Barden, new in. He hit the three, 33% shooter. It's a 9-0 run.
I mean, what a great start. Out of the timeout for Adair County, knocking down two big threes.
Three for three for three. Cochran gambles for a steal. Couldn't get it away from Staples on a 9-0 run. Lead by eight. Trying to get the answer. No good by Mulder. Offensive rebound. Lange back to the goal for two. And that stops the 9-0 run.
Yeah, huge rebound and finish for Lange.
Minute 12, first quarter. Slowed it down, walking it horizontally towards us. Now back off to the left. Dropped the dribble, almost stole the battle for the ball. Let's see who they called the foul on. They're going to call the push on the defensive player, Kaiser Phillips, a 5'10 reserve guard. He almost had the steal there on the sideline.
Yeah, that was great hustle. Just reached in, got caught.
Brayton Coomer gets a break. Backup guard Camden Burton comes in, 6'1 junior. Clock hits a minute in the first quarter. 15-9 Adair County. Had that 9-0 run. Right wing, Loy. Back top of the key. Gilbert, can he go two for two? Put your money down on it. He hit another one. That one straight away. 18-9 Adair County. Big crowd from Columbia, Kentucky, down in the end zone behind the opposition's basket right now. Here's Mulder. Caden Mulder, 5'10 sophomore guard. Hawked along the guard line by Loy. Now got it over to Phillips, top of the key, and around right to Lange. Lange to the baseline, good look at a 15-footer, wouldn't go. Batted out by a teammate, hustle for the ball. Rebound was in the hands of Staples when he was knocked down by Gilbert of Adair County.
Dawson Gilbert, not only has knocked down two huge threes, but he's been tasked with the face guarding of number 42, Matthew Lange, the freshman phenom from Marshall County.
So three different reserves have come in for Marshall County, and the same for Adair County. So both coaches using their bench here in the first quarter, down to 10 seconds. Ball in the hands out high to Staples, and they use the foul with the reserve in there by Burton to kind of slow the clock down. You can do that. Again, five fouls before you get to the guaranteed two shots, and with the reserve in there, they burn a foul on Burton. Two fouls on Marshall County, now three on Adair County. One more to give if they want to here. And a slip and a push. Slip almost ahead of the push, but definitely a push by Carter White.
Got a little break there that time. Foul bailed him out.
See if they can get it into Lange here. He looks back to his coach at the bench. He was at the foul line. Now he'll go down low block left. Trigger will come from Staples. Lob it into Lange. Lange better hurry. He does. He puts it up. He misses. But a tough first quarter for Lange as he went 1-4. And Adair County with a 9-0 run takes a 9-point lead to the bench after one here on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
GoTo Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. GoTo Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 0016.
Sweet 16 basketball, sponsored in part by Shelter Insurance. Caleb Skaggs, a
starter. Alex Staples, leading scorer at 14.8 a game. Inbounds trigger by the backup junior in Blaine Barton. Brings it in. Right wing Loy. Back around right side, and the player he was intending to pass it to slipped on the court, Gilbert. And it turns into an turnover, just kind of an unfortunate play there. We've seen a couple of guys slip here on the hardwood at Rupp Arena here in his first half.
Well, it feels like he got his feet tangled up coming through that elevator screen. Just couldn't regain his balance.
Bowler running the point now. 5'10 sophomore guard, averages three a game. Goes right side to the baseline. Bounces it to Lange. He had to go collect it. Nice move into the lane. And turns and hits from eight as Lange got to the lane for four. Quickly in transition. Knocked down in front of the cameras on the baseline left in transition. Boy, they hustle down to Connor Loy, don't they? If you blink, they're on the way.
Well, that's, and they love to play that style of ball. They want to push it right down the gut.
Foul called on Phelps. That's his first. Oren Phelps from Marshall County. First foul shot good. One more coming for Connor Loy. 77.5% foul shooter. Makes four a game, takes 5.2 on average. Second with good as well by Loy. Back to a 9-point lead for Adair County. First time they've been here in 15 years. Been a season of good start, kind of in the middle. They were 12-6 after a 12-1 start. Won their last three after losing the district final to Taylor County by two. One of four teams that did not win their district in this Sweet 16. Mulder got it in the lane to Staples. He missed the shot. One team hitting shots, the other not. 5-14 Marshall County. Quickly to the lane, nothing there. Back out to Cochran. Fancy dribbling and a collision and a blocking foul. Cochran was driving just outside the paint, and they didn't give him an avenue, and the foul called on Staples is first.
Yeah, Staples just couldn't get there. That long step of Cochran, just hard to guard.
Lane Grant, a starter back in for Adair County. Logan Parker and Ryan Stokes starters return for Marshall County. Into an open guy, and the three will go in and out for Loy. Offensive rebound pulled down by Coomer. Back to him again. Another miss by Loy. Two good looks. They've been 4-4 in the first quarter. Here comes the silky smooth Lange with a Euro. He drew the foul. If you know that name, you know Kentucky basketball, SEC basketball. Dan Lange, runner-up for Mr. Basketball when he played for Marshall County. And then went on to Vanderbilt. Played from 1996 through the 2000 season, SEC Player of the Year in 2000, second round pick in the NBA draft, played 4 years in the league for four different teams, now an assistant on the Marshall County bench. Just look for the tall one and you'll know who he is. Right of the keyhole, Stokes. Stokes will back it up with a dribble going backwards towards the half court line. Got it off now to Robertson. Back to Stokes. Stokes finds an avenue but tried to lob it low and it came back and fouled. After it was stolen, he tried to hit Parker, and then the reach on Stokes, his second foul.
Yeah, the Adair County Indians were off to the races that time. Not a bad foul by Ryan Stokes to stop that fast break.
Except for, it's his second foul.
Except for that.
Yeah, 6-11 first half. Four court they come, leading by nine, looking for their first double-figure lead, and they, oh, I thought they were going to get it. Loy got all the way to the cup, but then threw it too hard off the backboard. Here comes Lange. Lange, head of the key, one hands it over to Mulder. Mulder finds an open player inside, fakes the guy out, who jumped early and banked it up and in. As Robertson scored, Coomer left his feet, and Robertson was patient for his first two. Cochran, patient inside, blocked by the guy that just threw the pass, Parker, but then Cochran got it right back to the yo-yo, put it in for .7.
Yeah, Isaiah Cochran, just a strong presence around that block.
22-13, Marshall County trailing nine. Can they cut it by a third? Two bounces off the rim, no. And the defensive blockout, Parker, for Marshall County, went over the back legally and tipped it out of bounds. We'll go with Dare County. Left to right as we see it, as you watch it, right to left. Here at Rupp Arena before yet another good crowd. These crowds have been great here.
Love to see it. Fantastic following for this Kentucky basketball Sweet 16.
Loy, right side, Cochran. Cochran's had a big first half, but dropped the dribble there. Ball falls to Mulder. Mulder for Marshall County on the go and putting it in on Jailbreaker Fast Break. Brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good it should be illegal. And that Jailbreaker Fast Break off a turnover on the other end. Marshall County within seven. Cochran in front of the opposition bench. They pass around the perimeter from right to left to Loy. Loy to the foul line. Over right side to White. White goes corner. Now back up high right, Cochran. 4.5%. Finds an opening, but they shut it off. So they'll throw it into the corner to Grant. Grant back up to the foul line. And a miss by the left-hander, Coomer. Offensive rebound miss right at the cup by Grant. They've had two shots inside. Spread the lead on out and have not been able to complete. Nice move inside, drop step Parker, nothing there. Goes to teammate Robertson, his shot will nestle in high in the lane.
That was a great cut to the middle by Tommy Robertson. Nice little 12-foot jump shot, knocked it down.
Good player on the soccer team, wears four on the soccer pitch. A defender for the Marshall County Marshals. Underneath 4 minutes. First half. Lead for Dare County of 5. Got an open shooter out of the right corner, and knocking it down is Connor Loy.
He was wide open. You got to get out and get a hand in his face. They're their top scorers.
Four different players have hit threes, so they have a shooting gallery, and they can make you pay. Back to an 8-point game. 3.5 to go. First half. Muller's played a lot this half. Left side, he goes to Staples. Blocking foul. To the chagrin and the disgust of Brayton Coomer, didn't get position. Foul on Coomer, the 6'6 junior.
That was the right idea. He got his foot on the baseline, did all the things you're supposed to do. He just got there late.
Didn't mention it at the time, but the only player they've said four different have hit threes for Dare County. Gilbert hit two. He's the guy that the coach talked about pregame that had the strange Achilles injury the day before the district final. Missed the district final and the three regional games into Langley. Silky smooth from 13 in the paint.
Yeah, he knocked it down. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that one.
Good shooter at 46% on the year. Averaged almost 15 in the three regional tournament games. They're within six, 3 minutes to go. Low to Cochran. Uses that body, gets low, and three times on the left of the lane, he has put him in.
Yeah, he's hard to stop. They're going to have to double down quicker on him if they expect to slow him down around the paint.
Three inside field goals and a three for Cochran. He went over 1,000 points and 500 rebounds in the regional final. Left side, turning on the baseline. Goodbye, Parker. Back and forth we go in a high-scoring game.
Yeah, that was a high post screen. Great cut to the basket. Good offensive execution by Marshall County Marshals that possession.
Parker almost to half his average of 7.8. He has four. 27-21. They play D down six. 2:20 to go, first half. High left, White. Carter White to the foul line. Cut off, tipped away. Got it back. We got a wrestling match for the ball. Nobody hits the court as he is tied up with Kata Mulder. Timeout on the court. That means we go across the court to Carl Nathan. Carl?
Thank you, Greg. I'm here with Dr. Eric Reilinger, who is a pediatric surgeon for Kentucky Children's Hospital at the University of Kentucky, UK Healthcare. He's been here 2.5 years, did your residency at Vanderbilt University, and a fellowship at Cincinnati Children's. Both of those are pretty strong programs. What brought you to UK?
Well, it's a great program. It's a growing population, and it's an area that is near and dear to my heart. My wife grew up in Kentucky, and you know, when we finished training, we really wanted to come back and serve the community that she grew up in. And so it's been an honor to come and serve in this environment.
Pediatric surgery. Tell us the sorts of things you operate.
Sure. So we will operate on kids anywhere from newborns up until 18 years of age. And sometimes we even trickle up into 21, 22-year-olds. We will operate all over the body. Sometimes we'll do chest surgery. Sometimes we'll do some OBGYN oncology work. We're trauma surgeons. We cover the breadth of care for children. And we're here and ready to serve the Commonwealth. So.
How did you first get interested in medicine?
Sure, I have a deep love for science, and I really enjoy that. And I'm fortunate at UK, I'm actually able to have science as part of my career as well. And then as I became a scientist, I needed more connection with people, and that's what really led me into medicine. And being a pediatric surgeon scientist really is a blessing because I get to live in both worlds.
Thank you very much, Dr. Eric Reilinger, pediatric surgeon, Kentucky Children's Hospital, UK Healthcare. Back to you, Greg.
Mina, you see a couple of things on the stat sheet that jump out at you.
Yeah, one is the three-point field goal percentage. Adair, the Indians, are shooting 71% from the three-point line, where the Marshall County Marshals are only knocking down 20% of their threes. Big difference right now.
Yeah, Marshall better in the paint, 16-10, and they're trying to get into the paint now, but Henson in cannot, Cash Henson. Now Lange does, but he's trapped in there, got to get out of there, does, 4-3 call out to Robertson. Now back between the rings to Muller. Muller works his way to the left side. Hand off left. Got a three ball going up to good as he gave a little scoop to Robertson. And Robertson knocked it down, and the game tightens to one possession. It's a 9-point lead. It's now 3.
Robertson, who's talking about him over there, says, I'll show you. I can knock it down.
They slough off the left-hander Coomer at the foul line. He passed up the shot. He's a 64.4% shooter. 30th best percentage in the state, but more inside, but Cochran's been their inside guy as they take the air out of the ball. Cochran Four of seven from the field. He's got it. Elbow right outside the College Tree line. Drives to the real elbow. Left corner finds his teammate who could not hit it. Loy, and a chance to tie with a three. Under a minute we go. Good fight back for Marshall County. Good spinning move in the lane, but off target is Henson. Rebound defensively. Here come the Indians. Another left corner shot and a loss. A miss out of the corner by Gilbert. Offensive rebound. Got his own miss back somehow. Yo-yoed his body in there. Drew the harm under the rim. And he'll go to the line for two. The foul on Caden Moeller.
Marshall County thought they had that rebound, but because of the hustle of the Adair County, knocked it out of Lange's hands.
4-for-4 three-point shooting first quarter for Adair County. Left their radar at home out of the break. Here in the second quarter, 1-of-5. Meanwhile, 1-of-2 from three for the ball game in quarter two, and 2-of-6 overall for Marshall County. First foul shot good for Gilbert. After missing the last four games with the Achilles aggravation, got them both 29-24. Adair County 41 and 6/10 left. Well, they blew the horn, but play already in, so still on the bench is Gilbert. Forecourt Moeller played a long way, and then they go over the back of Lange. Foul on Burton, and again, I believe these are intentional fouls here. That's the third. Just got to slow them down, and they really wanted to, the coach said, and when we talked to him before the game, Darren Breeze, we're going to use our guards to just get all over Lange.
Yeah, it really knocks you out of your offensive execution.
Moeller out high, tipped away, got it back. Palmed it, he said. Was not touched, said the official. Had a turnover. That was good defense by Grant.
Yeah, big turnover here with less than 30 seconds to go in the half.
So now, rather than cut it to three or two, you play D, hoping you don't go down 7 or 8.
Yeah, you definitely want to get a stop here.
Had a chance to cut it to one or tie it. Then on the other end, the two-pointer on and off on a pair of foul shots. And Marshall County will man up. A lot of cushion here. Dribbling near the timeline, Loy. Probably engage at about 8, and he will at a 9. Foul line, left of the lane, spin, turn, 10-footer, 2 bounces on the rim and down for Loy, who has 9. And at the end of the first half, Adair County with a big crowd behind him from Columbia, Kentucky, leading 31-24 over the guys clad in orange from Benton, Kentucky, Marshall County. We said this one would be close. So far it is, Carl Afey.
All right, we're with the Marshall County head coach, Sawyer Donahue, in the second year. Last year you had 20 wins. This year at the state tournament. How about the first half impressions?
Well, we didn't do a great job defensively that half. You know, that's kind of been our bread and butter all year. We let them get too many good looks on the perimeter, and they made us pay.
Before that last rally by them at the end of the second quarter, you had come back from a 9-point first quarter deficit, and your team was doing it one possession at a time.
Well, that's what we got to do. You know, there's no magic pill to get you back in this game for a 10-point shot. We got to chip away at it one possession at a time.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Our thanks to the Marshall County head coach, Sawyer Donahue, for joining us. The score, it is 31 for Adair County, 24 for Marshall County. And this is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is ready for spring. Ace 2-gallon home and garden sprayers are $17.99 after awards card. A 6-cubic-foot dual-wheel steel wheelbarrow is $119.99. Ace steel-tine or polytine leaf rakes are $11.99 each. Ace fiberglass handle yard and garden tools, your choice, for $21.99 each. Get spring ready today at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Bloomingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Puppet Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, and refuel. At halftime, the score, Adair County 31, Marshall County 24. This is game 3 of 4 on the opening day of this boys' Sweet 16 here at Rupp Arena. And we'll be joined in just a moment by a special guest, Jason Frakes from the Louisville Courier-Journal. But first, we've got to tell you that our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the first half, again, we actually have one for each team. We have Isaiah Parker with 5 rebounds for Marshall County, and for Adair County, Isaiah Cochran for him, and I said Isaiah Parker. I meant to say Logan Parker on the other side, each with 5 rebounds. So there's our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power co-rebounders in the first half. Did you know, looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. Jason Frakes alongside from the Louisville Courier-Journal and courier-journal.com. And so far on the first day, we've had 3 pretty competitive ball games.
Yeah, we have. I think all of McGoffin County here was here for that 11 o'clock opener, and they pulled out the win in that Eastern Kentucky battle. And then the a little bit of a surprise, I think Lyon County was pushed by Ashland Blazer and came down to the final seconds there. It was a fun game to watch.
And this one here is competitive. Marshall County had made up a 9-point deficit, but now Adair County's stretching it out to 7 at the half.
Yeah, Adair County's got a really impressive backcourt when you look at Loy and Cochran. I got to see Cochran play a little bit last year when he's at Collins, a big guard who can score and rebound, do a lot of things out there. I think Marshall County may have a tough time overcoming those two guards here in the second half.
And the last game of the day tonight, coming up at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, we'll have the Great Crossing team, which is ranked number 1 by most people across the state of Kentucky. They'll go against Spencer County. And interesting matchup. The big favorite, I suppose, is Great Crossing, but Spencer's going to have a say in the matter.
Yeah, I think Great Crossing, I don't know if they're an overwhelming favorite, but I think they are the definitive favorite in this tournament, given what they've accomplished this year. 34-1. They haven't lost anyone from Kentucky. They won the Kingdom of Bluegrass earlier this year. They won 22 straight games. They have size at every position that a lot of teams, I don't think anybody in this tournament can really match their size. Very good. You know, Spencer County, a great story out of the 8th region. First ever trip here. I think they've only even made the 8th region tournament 6 or 7 times in their history. So they're going to shoot a ton of threes. They have some guys who can really score in the backcourt, led by Luke Earhart. If they get hot, they can be really, really dangerous. But it's definitely Great Crossing's game to lose.
That's the voice of Jason Frakes, veteran high school sports writer, also covers the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown for the Louisville Courier-Journal and courier-journal.com. Our score, 31-24, Adair County over Marshall County by 7. We will continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA.
And we're back inside Ruff Arena at halftime, 31-24. Adair County leads Marshall County. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Our guest at halftime, Jason Frakes of the Louisville Courier Journal, one of the teams you're in town to cover. I know you're covering the whole thing, but Louisville Trinity plays tomorrow. What about their matchup in the first round?
Yeah, they got Pulaski County in the first round tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Trinity's had such a crazy season. Everything they've been through, they had a couple of transfers, had eligibility issues at the beginning of the year. Their top scorer, Drake Vassar, got hurt toward the end of the year. They lost their coach, Mike Szabo, to health concerns midway through the year, and they've just been through a lot. And for them to get through the seventh region was a testament, I think, to their perseverance, I guess. And they have three really good scorers in Vassar and Julius Edmonds and Jaden Johnson, three different kind of players. If those three guys are on, they're hard to beat, and they're going to be a tough out. I've got them going to the semifinals. I don't know if they can get much farther than that, but they're going to have a tough road maybe if they match up with the other Louisville team on Friday night in Evangel Christian.
Just have about 35 or 40 seconds left. Just want to ask you quickly, 150th year of the Kentucky Derby, the sesquicentennial. It's quite a big deal, isn't it?
I don't know that word, but I guess it means 150th. So, it's a big deal. And actually, when I leave here Saturday, I'm going to be getting ready to go to the Arkansas Derby, and we'll begin our coverage of the prep season next week in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Very good. All right, Jason Frakes, as always, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And keep up the good work. Louisville Courier Journal, you can read them in the print edition or courier-journal.com. Jason Frakes. Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. And this is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Good night.
Carl Nathy with the head coach of Adair County, Darren Breeze. Jeffrey Darren Breeze. Jeffrey, the first name, but you go by Darren. Coach, in terms of that first half, you had a good rally at the end of the second quarter, push it out to seven. What do you got to do over these last two quarters?
We got to keep defending. They started slipping. Their offense, started moving well without the ball. There are a couple times they got us on that, but the biggest thing, they got 23 points, something like that, and 12 of them's off turnovers. We got to quit turning the ball over against, they're just guarding us normal. But offensively, I thought we did a good job of getting under them in the first half. Again, Coach Sawyer down there, Sawyer Donahue, he's a great coach. He's going to make adjustments, so we're going to see what they do. And, we'll see. We got a 7-point lead with 16 minutes to go, so we got to hold on.
Well, the Columbia area showed out. You got a good crowd here tonight.
Oh, yeah, no, they did. They've been waiting on this since, 2009? So they're here, and if somehow we can hold on and win this one, I'm sure this place will be packed Friday.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All right, Coach Darren Breeze, Adair County, our thanks to him. Adair County leads by 7 as we get ready for the second half. And on the call, of course, the Hall of Famer with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association, the voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyer, joined by, she's in my Hall of Fame, and she ought to be in some Hall of Fame. She was a state finalist as a coach here in Kentucky, and she played for Pat Summitt at Tennessee and played beyond that. So that's Mina Todd. And Mina, I got your name right.
I love it. Carl got yours name right this time, too.
Didn't mention Murray, though, did he?
No, didn't mention Murray, the old Murray State Lady Racers.
They didn't, down there, they didn't run the violet cactus around the gym, though, did they? Just the football stadium, right?
Right.
They haven't been there at football when they score. Yeah. They run the thoroughbred around the track.
Pretty cool.
All right, here we go. Second half, Adair County leading. And before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Two quarter finalists already named by winning today. Magoffin County come from behind in the second half to beat Perry County Central in a tight one. Two free throws under 4 seconds for Lyon County to advance to the third straight quarterfinal. Quarterfinals on Friday. Four more games in the opening round tomorrow. Right baseline for the white-clad Indians. Taking the baseline, hanging on the rim. That shot would not go down for Braden Coomer. We're coming the other way. Lange, great spin move in the lane. Kiss the glass and score it.
Beautiful off the glass spin move, big time.
31-26 now in favor of Adair County. The 9-0 run has been the difference. Carl talked with the coach about that. Between the rings, Loy come to meet and get pass at the hip. Right side, White.
Marshall County staying in that man-to-man pressure defense.
Patience now for Adair County. High left, Gilbert. Long arms defense on him by Staples. Off to Loy. Loy to the lane. Dumped it low to a teammate who was patient, waited, went up, banked it in. And Coomer is fouled as well. That was a right way auto glass off the glass shot. Right way auto glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider.
That the patience of the Indians that time created that easy look for Coomer, but a great job by Coomer to shot fake and get the kid in the air for the foul.
4 points, missed the foul shot though. Foul, by the way, was called. Here's a turnover at half court. Working the other way, the foul was on Parker. Oh, good crossover, Cochran to the rim. Went left, right, bank, score. Boy, he's got some nifty moves. See why a lot of D1 programs are looking at the junior who last year played at Collins High School.
Took the words right out of my mouth. D1 material all written all over him.
Size, ball handling. Back to the biggest lead of the day at 9, 35-26, and the throw down in the lane, off target, and another turnover. Back-to-back turnovers, Marshall County.
They forced that one a little bit.
Just made five on the day. Five by Adair County, but none this half. Both teams shooting 50%. 12-24, Marshall County. 13-26, Adair. Cochran, good call. He pushed off. He used the arm as a fender and created space, and I don't really think he was going to need to. He was driving to the goal.
Yeah, I thought he had that open lane, and Matthew Lange, great job sliding over and taking the charge.
Cochran in the regional had 24 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists in a game where he went over 1,000 points and 500 rebounds in his career. The junior. And Marshall County facing a trap out high left. Looped it over the head of the intended receiver. Comes over by us, and they throw it away. And Cochran will one-hand it in, and Adair County's defense has been the difference tonight.
You know, Marshall County got themselves in trouble because they penetrated across that half-court line over in the corner. Basically, you're being trapped by four people.
61% of their points on the year for Adair County by their big three, 44 of the 72 points. Cochran's got the game today, and he's backing down against Lange, the freshman. Good feed as another player from the left come baseline. Nobody saw him. And an assist to the biggest lead of the night at 11. The first double-digit lead for Adair County as the Indian crowd down in the end zone comes to its feet, and we take a break on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Daly, 2024 Kentucky Teacher of the Year. If you've ever been in a classroom, you know that educators are difference makers. They teach our kids to dream and to achieve those dreams every day. Now's your chance to make a difference for an educator who's had a positive impact on your life or the life of your kids. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. Nominate your difference maker at KEA.org.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Adventure awaits on the hiking trails off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, foothills of eastern Kentucky. The trip from Adair County High School to Moorhead covers 171 miles, and Marshall County High School is 315 miles from Moorhead. Plan your next adventure at Moorhead.com. Defense on Lange, the freshman who was so good in the regional. What is Adair County doing, Mina?
Well, Adair County's face guarding him, and they're using different players, giving each player an opportunity to just face guard him all over the court. They're not looking to help off on anything else, and it's making it difficult for Lange to get going on the offensive end.
Just 7 shots for the field. Left side, Stokes. Back out top, Parker. Hand off to the aforementioned Lange. Dropped the dribble, got it back, and he traveled. But he got it back, he was kind of off his footing, and by the time he picked it up, he had traveled with a basketball. And right now, Sawyer Donahue in his second year, first region coach of the year, last year's got to wonder, what can we do here? There's one thing you can do, play great defense. As it was tipped out on a wing pass, great hustle there by Stokes.
Well, also Lange, you know, you can see that he's a little frustrated, a little upset. I think that's his youth showing there a little bit. Just needs to settle down and let the game come to him.
Derrick Kelly's hit three shots in a row, got on a 6-0 run, four turnovers over the last 2.5 minutes, four turnovers, no points. And Adair County looking to add to their lead, and they do it with Loy from 13, right of the lane. He's in double figures, and it is 39-26. Adair County's biggest lead in a baker's dozen. And a near steal trying to pick the pocket, but got caught by the traffic cop out there. This hand in the back pocket, and a hack down on a near steal by Lane Grant. He almost was going coast to coast.
Yeah, that was a... really close to being a great steal and finish.
Staples will trigger. What does Marshall County have in him to come back here? Beat McCracken County by 8 in the regional final. And it lost by it to that team twice and won once. And they miss a shot inside. Offensive rebound, though. Put back up and in by Staples. They need it. They get it. A drought that was about 3.5 minutes has been stopped on that offensive putback.
A great job staying with it.
Crossover dribble to Lane Loy. Goes low to Coomer, who goes under the basket, back up and in. And they are getting the baseline cut in the dish to perfection now. They lead by 13 again. Low to Lange. Back out. No, instead, 2, not 42. As Parker fed it back in, and they got inside and scored. So Parker's your other big guy at 6'4 that could work that low post, and he did there. Timeout called, 41-30. Marshall County cuts it down to an 11-point game with that basket there by Staples off an assist. It's Dahlhaus Cage, this AA moment. It's a Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. Salutes Paintsville High School's Todd Tackett. Tackett helped guide the Tigers to a state title the sophomore year on his way to a 2,000-point high school career, which included four straight Sweet 16 appearances. Scored a school record 56 points against Pike Central his senior year. Roberts Insurance congratulates Paintsville's Todd Tackett. He's a member of the Dahlhaus KHSAA Hall of Fame class of 2024. Well, you hear all these people going into the Hall of Fame, all great resumes. Great to hear the impact of high school sports in the state of Kentucky. So after the basket by Staples, his 9th point. Adair County protecting it to 3.5 minute mark of the third period. An 11-point lead as Cochran backs down on Lange. Shoots over him, pops out, pops back in. Cochran having his way inside.
A beautiful fadeaway by Cochran, just a big-time play.
Cochran with 13, he's 6 of 9 from the field, also team-leading 5 rebounds. Adair County in a man-to-man. Here's Moeller. Hand off left side, Staples. Foul line. One dribble, picked up the 5th foot. Turnovers have killed them. 5 of their 8 here in the third quarter. 5 turnovers, 5 minutes after making 3 turnovers in the first 16 minutes.
Turnovers killing them right now.
41-43-30, 12-point lead. And the ball in the hands of Cochran, fanning out left side, Loy, 3, no good for a Sweet 16 lead. Here it's a Sweet 16. And left to right, forecourt right side, off the pass by Moeller, down low to Phelps, he'll turn, bank miss, Cochran rebound, number 6 of the night. Left corner, nothing there, back out Cochran, way long on that one. Buds off the rim right side. Defensive rebound, Staples of Marshall County. Got it back. Cochran fouled him with a body. Got the ball up top. 2 shots coming for Staples.
Staples really stepping it up here for Marshall County. Had some great attacks to the basket.
Timeout of the court. Foul shots would we return. 2:18 in the third. Adair County 43. Marshall County 30. Glad you're along on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
Let's pause. 10 seconds. Station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Cave Run Clinic Pharmacy, proud to sponsor Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead.
16 and a half minutes of lead compared to 2 minutes of lead for Marshall County, Adair County. Let's go over to Carl Nathan.
Time now for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. And for this contest, the honor goes to Bill Beasley, a dedicated high school basketball fan here at the Kentucky Boys Sweet 16 for his 67th year. That's our BSN Sports Heart of the Game. Greg?
Staples with 9, looking to be the first Marshall into double figures. And he is, as he hits the first.
And he's done a great job here in this third quarter, making it happen for Marshall County.
Scored 5 of their 7. One more. Perfect again for Staples, an 80% foul shooter. 11 point.
County's going to need to get a good stop here.
Grant feeds a load of Cochran. Lange's got him well outside the lane. One dribble, Cochran, not going to try. Come around left side to White. Carter White will back it away, the 5'11 junior. Now a little defense coming out on him by Phelps. Over right side, good look at the 3. Well short for Gilbert. Defensive rebound as Marshall County make a comeback. They gamble for steal in backcourt. Lange gets loose, takes it in on Cochran. Stops at a dime, turns from 8. There you see his potential in that move. He has 10.
Oh, beautiful fundamental move. Good jump stop. Let the defender fly by.
Ball drop is deflected and kicked by the defender who leaps up in the air and left foot kicks it. Camden Burton.
Coach Breeze is looking for a better shot selection on this possession. Last time that was a quick, very long 3.
Well, you led by 13. Now you lead by 9. Minute 30 to go. We'll see if they take the air out of the ball a little bit. Make Marshall work on defense here. You don't want to give them another free possession, cut this thing in half. But it's a long way to just stall it. They throw from the defense, and there you go. You throw it away. Forced it inside to the post, and Lange's got it. Lange, the freshman, Matthew Lange, another crossover dribble. Picked up the dribbles, was tipped away, got it back. And off to Moeller. Moeller drives in. Cochran says gets it out of here. He blocked at it. The shooter's shoulder.
Oh, man. What a great defensive play. And when you've got somebody of Cochran's stature in there to rim protect, that's a big deal.
Burton out, or Burton in, Gilbert out. So Gilbert will get a breather. Again, he's coming off that Achilles injury, and they throw it right to the guy that just came in, Burton, for an easy steal. 2-on-1, pass through the lane, and a nice twisting move to let defense clear and put in by Carter White. Turnovers kill. Well, they had a chance to get it from 9 on down, and they turn it back over. Trail by 11. 44 seconds first half, quickly to Lane, and then the give to Phelps. He put it in. Nice drive and give by Staples.
That was a great drive. Drew the defender right to him and opened up that weak side.
Head coach Darren Bree says, okay, let's try to hold for one here if we can. At least weave it and see what we've got. Off to Burton. Burton bumped out high. Foul. A little too aggressive defensively on Moeller. That'll be the 4th foul. So one more before you shoot, and we're down to 23 seconds in the third. That'd been a high fouling game. Well played. 10 fouls so far on Adair County, and just 9 on Marshall County. Defensive substitution, Parker in, Phelps out.
Parker 2 inches taller. Throw into backcourt, into Loy. Connor Loy, leading scorer, has 11. 18 seconds, he is their forecourt. Still in the center circle with both sneakers. Now hops out of it left. 12 to shoot, doesn't want to go yet. Smart move. Backs away, let's go again now. Here the timeline, 6. Better hurry, around the defender, into the lane. Corner left, shot by Grant. That's the way to end the football. That'll put the Adair County crowd into a frenzy. They take a dozen-point lead to the final 8 here at Rupp Arena on the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
Brought to you by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky Athletic Administrators Association.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
.48-36 Adair County by a dozen over Marshall County. Biggest lead 13. We're going to muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. Learn more about milk's balanced nutrition. Visit thedairyalliance.com. You see stats, sometimes you look at them, and does it feel to you like Adair County shot 54%, Marshall County 52?
No, it doesn't feel that way. I feel like Adair has shot the ball much better, but they've knocked down a lot more threes, Adair County has, than Marshall.
48-36, Adair County plays D up by a dozen, trying to get to the quarterfinals on Friday. Out of the upper bracket, two already in there. Feed low, oh, he had it wide open at the goal, and it was stripped at the waist from Logan Parker. That was going to be two. Instead, they play D, facing potentially their biggest deficit. If Cochran could hit the 12-footer on the baseline, and he does. 14, he's been really good tonight.
I love the way he just rises up over everybody. Great follow-through.
50-36, drive to the goal through the foul on Cochran, his second. That was a good drive by Staples. Leading score against second leading score there. Cochran averages almost 17. Loy averages 17.5. He has 11, so between them, they have 25. Here's the foul shot by Staples. He's hit three in a row. He has a dozen. Listen throughout the tournament for the off-the-glass shots brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Cochran had needed him on the baseline. He is silky smooth. One more for Staples. Looking for a Baker's dozen, and he's got it at 13 points, the last four from the free line. 12-point lead, biggest moments ago on the Cochran field goal. First minute of the fourth quarter, ball in the hands of Cochran. Played last year at Collins High School in Shelby County. Cochran will bring it out high. And Loy, their other top scorer in double figures. Cochran has 15 now. Loy has 11. Two Marshall County players in double figures. Staples 13, Langy 10, I should say. Free throw line extended right. Nothing there for Grant. They're working clock now. We're down to 6:45.
Marshall County looking to trap.
Yep, Loy. Baseline bounce. Nothing there for Coomer. Come back up, Cochran. Drive on Langy. Stop at a dime. No shot there. Let's retool it again. Clock ticking. Left corner, rainbow three, splash, Blaine Martin. Second three of the night. The three ball's been different.
That could be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Lange, right of the way, almost threw it away, saved by his teammate and a triple team. Robertson. Robertson and Stokes came out into the game after being on the bench, and they walk again. Turnovers have killed Marshall County here in the second half. They made 8 of their 11 in half two. Only 7 in the game by Adair County. 15-point lead for Adair County. Back for the first time in 15 years to the tournament. Here at Rupp Arena, they try for the double-team trap and foul as Loy was in jail there. And it was a reach foul on Ryan Stokes, his third. Boy, Adair County just has moved the ball well. They play good enough defense. No field goals for the last 5 minutes and 20 seconds for Marshall County. They got it down to 43-34, had the ball, committed a turnover, down by 9. Well, they committed another turnover, another whistle sounds, and another foul on the same player. Maybe a frustration foul that time on Stokes. The sophomore picks up his 4th foul. He'll go to the bench.
Right now, Marshall County just needs to bear down on defense, see if they can create some turnovers.
Marshall County's first entrance into the Sweet 16, 1984. Last time they were here, 2012, where they lost to Scott County in the opening round. They are spreading out the court. Parker out on the guard. Actually, it was Coomer, a forward. Now to Cochran, listed as a guard, but more like a forward. He'll drive in, and he's fouled by Parker. Well, they're running their foul total up here at 5:33 to go. That's the third, and they've all come here of late on Marshall County. And Cochran will have 2 tosses. He was in the act. Missed that foul shot. 76% foul shooter.
Now he's had a whopping game. So impressed with his play inside and out.
Second no good as well. So he missed them both. Stays at a 15-point game. Marshall County's going to have to start hitting shots and getting stops. Baseline left, Staples. Now got it off, and there's a slap down as he got it off to Parker. Parker didn't want the ball. He was going to give it back. And again, the second time, nearly a steal by Lane Grant, but got caught with a hack on the wrist.
Yeah, Parker needs to look. He had a wide open look there. Just didn't feel he could make it, I guess.
Cochran's best game right now sitting at 15-24 earlier this year against Grayson County. And he also has had a good rebounding night with 6. They need a 3. Inbounds miss. Foul miss, but second time Parker puts it in. After Robertson missed the 3, Parker stayed with it. He has 6. 13-point lead now. Adair County with the ball.
3-quarter court pressure by Marshall. Adair handled it very well.
They're running traps, but with Cochran at 6'7", when he collects that pass, bumped it the half-court line. That's the 4th foul on Marshall. So one more and you shoot.
Right, we're going to come down to a free throw fest for the Indians. They can put this away at the free throw line.
Both teams are 73.5% from the foul line. We'll see how they do. That's on the year. Adair County just 4-7 today. Marshall County 4-4, and they all came here in the second half by Staples. Nearly stolen, but Cochran goes high to get it. Drive the lane, good bounce pass, and a bucket. You know, the penetration and then the baseline run. That time, Coomer got it. He's the 3rd Indian to double figures.
And that's exactly what you want when you're trying to eat clock. Nothing long, unexpected, something going to the basket. And that time they got the and-one opportunity.
13 of their 22 makes are now assisted. Foul shot no good. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. Another foul. And that was a reach as they came into forecourt on Brayton Coomer, his 2nd. Played baseball, hit .487 for the baseball
team. Got something if you want.
And after they had the regional title in basketball, he goes out to the baseball diamond for their season opener right after they win the regional. Going to the Sweet 16. You know what he did on the baseball diamond? Went 3 for 5, had a home run and a double.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and are a very important source. 13 essential nutrients. Want to name them?
No, I want you to name them.
I want to read them. Nutrients, calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. That's
impressive.
The 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers.
Great job, Greg.
Well, I avoided chemistry class. I got through biology, dissected the frog, and I was done with science.
Yeah, chemistry wasn't my thing. Thank goodness for Miss Pyle. I was still able to play.
You're telling secrets now.
Oh, well.
55-40 at Adair County by 15. They've been in control most of the way. What does Marshall County have? A drive to the goal, and it will not fall for Staples. They get to the goal, but the angle not right. It just won't fall. They're chasing it. Going to elongate this game potentially. And Adair County kind of going Dean Smith here a little bit with four-quarter action. Four-quarters action. Another three. Another one drops. Get in the party, Lane Grant. How many guys have hit him? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 have hit threes tonight. Lange the other way, too long. And Marshall Kelly's tank is way empty. Tried to throw the long one off to Lange, missed. That go coast to coast. What the coach probably wants, 6 seconds under 4 minutes. Up by a big 18, but they were trying to go for the hammer time.
Well, Coomer wasn't ready for that. He wasn't expecting it. He was expecting to come down and run some more clock.
Cochran with 15.7 rebounds to lead him. Coomer 10, 11 points. Loy inside, good move. Half hook of the baseline from 10, good by Logan Parker, who has 8.
That was a great shot over Cochran.
He's a good soccer player and a kicker on the football team. Going to try to go back-to-back for 2. Lane Grant got it again off the left side.
That's shooting the lights out, folks.
Foul coming back in transition. 61-42 at Dare County in the first quarter, went 4 for 4. In the second quarter, went 1 for 5 from 3. But here in this half, they're back and red hot from three-point range.
And it's part of their game. It's not like they just showed up here and it started happening. They've been that type of team all season long.
4 of 7 this half. 9 of 16 for the game. The other way. They're going to be a two-pointer, a three-pointer. On the job, on the point, by Robertson. They're going to say foot on the line, give him 2. And a quick timeout to the head coach, Sawyer Donahue, in year 2 for Marshall County. Graduated from Marshall County, played 2 years at West Kentucky Tech of basketball, then went to Murray State and graduated. One of his assistants, Dan Lange, 6'11", played for Marshall County, Mr. Basketball runner-up, played at Vanderbilt, SEC Player of the Year in 2000. Darren Breeze on the other side huddles his team around. And he is just 3-16 from getting his team to the quarterfinals of this tournament. If they win, they'll play Lyon County, who has Kentucky's Mr. Basketball, Travis Perry. And a 33-3 record for Lyon County escaped down 7 with about 5 minutes to go in the game. Beat Ashland Blazer 45-43. Later tonight, Spencer County Great Crossing, the number one team in the state. Cochran had it tipped away at half court. Marshall County, a 4-on-1 for Lange in the layup off the turnover.
Oh, a great job by Marshall County forcing that turnover.
Lange has 12. Staples has 13. Quickly to forecourt. Loy circles away after getting it to forecourt off to Cochran. 2:50 to go. Dangerous pass. Baseline to Gilbert. Gilbert, as they doubled up on him, found Grant. And Grant has 8. And they've all come here in the last couple of minutes. 63-46. Quick rush shot out of the corner right, because time is running out. Missed by Staples.
The Indians have just done a great job executing their offense.
Last lead of this game for Marshall County was 7-6. Feeling the heat stroke here on the Rupp Arena court. Grant can't hit, but the long kicking rebound comes out to White, and he does.
They may have to replace that net after this game. They're burning it up.
They're shooting over 60%. Great shooting effort Left wing three. Good the other way by Parker. We're just going back and forth now with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Throw to the defense. The ball bounces to the guy that, as we used to call it, cherry picks. And Gilbert coming off that injury where he missed four games. He's in double figures. Four guys in double figures. Left side three will not fall for Robertson. Defensive rebound, Cochran. Baseball passes it down court. Caught by Gilbert, put in. And Adair County making a statement here in downtown Lexington.
Another snowbird.
Lead by 20. Angling right side, Henson misses the shot. Cochran the rebound.
You see Cochran go down, keep his dribble. Fantastic.
Yeah, timeout on the court, minute 35 to go. And it's all the Dare County, 69-49, been ahead most of the way. Back after this in the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
We've seen a lot of runs in this tournament, but then teams come back, and if they're in a dry spell, they overcome it. Tonight, when it was a 7-6 Marshall County lead, the 9-0 run, and it came in a flurry in that first quarter, it's been the difference. They put themselves in Adair County in the driver's seat, and they've sped away here in the second half. Hey, when you shoot 62%, you're 28-45, you're going to win basketball games.
Now they're just shooting the lights out. Just great job, great execution, taking good shots, not forcing anything.
Cochran hits the foul shot. He has 16. Again, four in double figures. Corrected, five now in double figures. Five guys in double figures. Only thing they haven't done well, they're 50% from the foul line. They're 62% from the field. Sometimes you wonder why, as they throw it away again, too many turnovers for Marshall County. I mean, and it has been second half problems. They've made nine turnovers this half, only three in the first half. Driving to the lane, the little guy going up, White at 5'11", and he drew the foul.
Yeah, that's a great drive, but he missed Cochran on this weak side.
Biggest lead. It's legal right now. They're going to the quarters. They lead by 21. UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider. KHSAA in the Sweet 16 tournaments. Glad you're along with us here. Foul shot good by Carter White. 5'11 junior. He has five all in the second half. All the starters coming out. They'll have a day of rest. And then at 1:30 on Friday here, they'll play Lyon County. And Mr. Basketball, Travis Perry, got a shot. Dare County's going to go to 29-7 on the year. Marshall County season will end here at a minute 14 of basketball time at 25-8. But they got here for the first time in 12 years. 15-year dry spell for Adair County, but the guys out of Region 5 are back.
Adair County getting to play a lot of players here. These guys getting a chance to play on Rupp Arena.
It's all new guys in defensively. Turning 15-footer will not fall for the guy wearing 15 in orange. Phillipson will try to pick up some of the new guys. Here's Meejane. No, instead that was Feast. Now they go left side to Meejane. He'll turn, fake, nothing there. And, oops, there's somebody on the bench, one of the assistant coaches. Kind of looks over at the bench, a smile. Head coach not smiling, though.
No.
Coaches are coaches.
Yeah, he's not going to smile until this thing's over.
Well, he came in here, Darren Breeze, and said we got to play some defense. We got to have a defensive game plan. He laid out the whole plan, and it worked. He used the guards. And now Marshall County bringing JT Hall, who's the tallest guy on the court at 6'7", into the game. He's got a right corner from Darnall. Got it back out high, and Isaac Darnall hit it for his first three.
That's a great job. Get your name in the scorebook.
72-52, 23 seconds to go. Could be the dribble out here. I think he's going to say take a timeout. They're going to put a couple of more new Indians in as Leland Brady comes in along with Andrew McGuffin. For Marshall County, Darnall was in. And they're going to actually kind of just give him a turnover there.
Yeah, he dribbled it out of bounds.
Well, they have made many tonight. Well, they have shot the ball well, though. 62%. Marshall County hadn't been bad, 46%. Marshall County's going to dribble it out as well. Survive in advance. Oh, three at the buzzer. And it goes in by double threes.
Good job by Nealon Zezik. Jezik. I'll get it out in a minute.
Well, he's the starting quarterback for the football team. And so a reserve in the basketball team threw a Hail Mary up there, but it is way too little too late as it was all Adair County. 72-55, the 9-0 first quarter run, and Marshall County out of the tournament. Adair County moving on, led by the 16 of their 6'7 junior, Isaiah Cochran, who was balanced in both sides, and now the Adair County team going towards their cheering section because they know we'll be back. No school on Friday. We're coming to Rupp Arena. Let's go over to Carl Nathan here. Some reason don't have Carl's mic there. Let's see if we can.
You know, Coach Breeze led that storm to the fans. Now he's smiling.
Yeah, after that turnover, he won. Carl trying to see if he can get the mic to work with Isaiah Cochran there. What a game Cochran had. 7 of 11 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, 1 of 4 from the foul line. He was one rebound shy of a double-double there.
What a fantastic game by Cochran and his whole team.
All right, we're going to take a break. Unfortunately, mic troubles there. Congratulations to Isaiah Cochran. He was our difference maker today as Adair County moves on. We'll have more after this on the Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't. I can.
Brought to you by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Didn't you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes?
carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration. Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about Milk's Balanced Nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Our Blue Oval electrifying player of the game was Isaiah Cochran. Technical difficulties prevented us from hearing him, but he made a statement out loud on the court. 16 points, 7 of 11 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, 1 of 4 from the foul line, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. So he wasn't far from a triple-double, did have 3 turnovers, and he was just tremendous tonight in 28 minutes of play. That's our electrifying player of the game, Isaiah Cochran, presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. Well, we talked about shooting. 62% tonight for Adair County, 28 of 45, and even better, Mina, from 3, 53%, 9 of 17.
You know, that was their bread and butter tonight, along with Cochran, who was great at distributing the basketball to his teammates, but just knocking down threes like they were shooting layups.
Yeah, very good shooters. And like you said during the game, they were not rushing threes. They weren't taking bad shots. Ball movement was good. They ended with 19 assists on their 28 makes. That's really good.
That's really good. And their offensive execution was just superior tonight. Just always having a nice open look. There were a few times when there were a few little rush things, but overall, just a great basketball game.
Adair County forced a whole bunch of turnovers tonight, too. They forced a total of 12 by Marshall County, made 10, but 9 of those were in the second half. This seems hard to believe, but on our stat sheet, it's 26-11 points off turnover advantage for Marshall County. But that's what it says on there, so we'll believe it for now. Rebounding was 22 rebounds for Adair County, 25 for Marshall County. But again, Naismith put a peach basket up in the barn, put the ball in there. That's what they did. That's how you win games. 62%. Here's their coach talking about it, Darren Brees.
I want to give credit to Marshall County. You know, if it was a one or two day prep, you know, I'm not sure we'd have been able to beat them. But, you know, we had 10 days to prep, and they got some of the best defense we've seen. But our whole game plan really coming in was, you know, you watch a lot of first region basketball, everybody kind of plays the same. Everybody attacks from the top, 5-on-5. Our whole goal was to kind of get underneath the defense and attack from the baseline. And I thought we did a real well job of that in the first half and built the lead. And then once we got the lead, we kind of thought we could go zone, because we noticed on film a little bit their zone offense kind of got a little stagnant. Really, we was just man, just kind of switching every stuff. And because he runs such good actions, we wanted to get him out of their man stuff. So we were able to do that. And then, you know, we just executed and hit a lot of shots. So tonight's one of the – we got a lot of great shooters on the team. And, you know, sometimes we're hit, sometimes we're missed. But, you know, we came out and hit tonight. I'm not sure our percent, but we did well enough.
Well, Coach, it was 62% and over 50%, 53 from three. Darren Brees told me before the game, you know, about his defensive strategy. I said, sounds like a good game plan. You just heard his offensive strategy. How many times did they have a guy cut baseline, another driver, then pitch to it for open? And again, at 22 assists tonight, and they'll make it 19 assists on 28 makes. That's just tremendous basketball. And they win going away here tonight, 72-55 over Marshall County. We'll take a break. When we come back, much more on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
At Dare County led most of the way after eclipsing a 7-6 deficit. Both teams balanced scoring, and Dare County puts 5 in double figures between 10 and 16 points. Marshall County puts 3 in double figures between 11 and 13 points. It was Staples with 13 on 4 of 9, shooting 1 of 2 from 3, 4 of 4 from the foul line. 12 points for Langy, 6 of 10 from the field, but he couldn't get off a lot of shots tonight, Mida. They were all over him.
Yeah, they Adair County did a great job switching up defenders and face guarding him throughout the night and just made it very difficult on the young man.
And then Parker had that silent double-double, 11 points, and he is our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the game as Parker pulls down 13. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. But on the winning side, listen to this. Cochran, we told you his numbers. 16, 7 of 11, 1 of 2, 1 of 4 across the shooting line. 9 rebounds and 6 assists. Our KEA difference maker of the game is Loy, as he was tremendous as well. Cotter Loy, 11 points, 4 of 10 from the field, 2 of 2 from the foul line. And he had 8 assists. So 8 assists, Loy, 6 for Cochran, 11 points for Grant on 4 of 6 shooting, 3 of 4. You hear these shooting numbers. Coomer is 10 points, 5 of 8 shooting. Gilbert is 12 points, 4 of 6, 2 of 4 on back-to-back threes first half. Well, the other guy, number 20, Grant, stepped out and hit 2 in a row on the left side in the second half. And as a team, they shoot 53% from 3 and 62% for the ball game. They'll be chasing the record book when I go back and prepare for their next game.
They had a fantastic game, and I was watching them warm up. They loved that left side, and a lot of their threes came from the left side and just knocking them down at key times.
So Connor Loy, one of those guys in double figures, again, our KEA difference maker of the game. Did you know that the average mount a teacher spends $500 a year in the classroom out of their own pocket? We'll put a wrap on it when we come back, as the opening round win goes by 17 to Adair County over Marshall County here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student-athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Round County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare. The power of advanced medicine.
Morgan to Morgan, Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan to Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Mida Todd offered analysis and color. Carl Nathie hosted the broadcast and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer, executive producers and on-site coordinators. Thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Staubelmeyer, who brought you the play-by-play. Again, the final score, Adair County 72, Marshall County 55, punching a ticket for them to Friday's quarters against Lyon County. We say so long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.